You're listening to SBS News.
When Sudanese Australian fashion model Adut Akech was recently confused for another model of African heritage in a magazine feature, a debate about racism unfolded. Miss Akech accused the magazine of disrespecting her race because it used a photo of another model of Ugandan background in a feature about her. But new research from the Australian National University has found that an inability to recognise people of different races may not be because of racial prejudice. Rather, it could be a lack of exposure to different ethnicities as a child. One of the study's co-authors, Kate Reynolds, says social contact during childhood can reduce and even eliminate what is described as the other race effect, the inability to identify an individual of a different ethnicity from others of that ethnicity.
There was this idea that exposure might help us explain the other race effect, has been sort of discussed in the literature, both here and overseas, but there hasn't really been a way to test it. And so this design and the Australian context enabled us to study this question and show that, in fact, it looks like if you have exposure to members of different ethnic groups up until the age of 12, you're less likely to have this other race effect. You're more like, native recognisers, I guess.
Professor Reynolds says while racial prejudice can play a part in the other race effect, the study findings could not prove racism was responsible.
So we were able to also show that the kind of patterns that we talked about in this paper couldn't be explained through people's prejudice. So we measured prejudice and it wasn't helping us explain this pattern. So this is a pattern that we can identify that can't be explained by people's negative attitudes towards members of different groups. So it's part of the way in which the cognitive, the human brain works, that it has developed these abilities and is not necessarily, cannot necessarily be simply explained by people's attitudes or experiences. There's something else over and above that that might explain why they're not very good or people aren't very good at recognising people from other ethnic groups.
There's a crucial stage during which the human face recognition system is developed, from birth to 12 years. And as Professor Reynolds explains, much like learning a language, it gets more difficult to discern faces of other ethnicities the older you get.
After that developmental sort of window, you have to work very hard to train yourself, to train your brain to overcome this other race effect. So like learning a second language, you can do it as an adult, but it's much harder. And this connection to language also, it also has a developmental window of about 12 years in learning a second language. So we've actually argued in this paper that there might be common processes related to both language and face recognition, because they're both to do with social communication, that they're developing in a similar way, such that by 12 it's very difficult to develop these skills.
There have been serious consequences of the other race effect. For example, with passport misidentification and in the court system.
Well, being aware of it and being aware of this developmental window might be that for certain kinds of jobs, you might be more inclined to do quite a bit of training and develop training programs to improve people's capacity to minimise this other race effect. But it also might be the case that if you're a parent and you want your child to be able to have as positive as possible interactions with people from different ethnic groups, you may actually actively try and have lots of contact with people from different ethnic groups when they're young.
Rashida Yousafzai, SBS World News.